Sunday is here, so let us talk about the time of the Pascha. The Pascha lamb in Judaism is the lamb that was sacrificed at the first Passover on the eve of the Exodus from Egypt, as in Exodus 12. Paul, in drawing a parallel to the sacrifice of Jesus, referred to Christ as the Pascha lamb. In 1 Corinthians 5, 7, and 8, and I quote, "Clean out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, just as you are as unleavened. For Christ, our Passover, has also been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." End of quote. Pascha in Hebrew, which is Pasch in English, represents the lamb's passing from death into life, is the heart of the Christian gospel. To grasp this mystery is to understand Christianity. What an incredible series of events. Yet, it seems, at least to me, that we in the modern day Christians should perhaps give more emphasis on the unfolding of the individual events of the week before Easter. Phil Yancey, in his book, The Jesus I Never Knew, makes the observation that of all the biographies or autobiographies with which he was familiar, none use more than 10% of the content about the death of the individual. Perhaps you know, but the four Gospels devote approximately 1/3 of their total content to the history changing of just the week of the crucifixion. Let us review the week. Friday, Jesus arrived in Bethany after a period of seclusion, see John 11, 6 days before the Passover. It is significant that the last public act Jesus performed before going into seclusion was the raising of Lazarus from the dead. It was a demonstration of his power to restore one to life after death. It also, at this time, Mary anoints the feet, showing her devotion and love. See Mark 14, 8 and 9. An act of pure love. The act by Mary was apparently the tipping point for Judas as he proceeds to make a deal with the chief priest. On Saturday, the Sabbath, the time for rest to be with friends. Sunday, Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry, Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion," shouts aloud, "O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, a foal of a donkey." Monday, when Jesus returned to the temple, he found the court of the Gentiles full of money changers, and he drove them out. That's Luke 19. He also curses the fig tree, and that's Mark 11. The next day, and I quote, "The next day when they had left Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see if there was any fruit on it. But when he reached it, he found nothing on it except leaves, since it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, 'May no one ever eat of this fruit again.'" And his disciples heard that statement. Tuesday was a day of parables and controversy. Mark 21, Matthew 21, he debates with the religious leaders. And when he entered, and this, I quote, "And when he entered the temple, the chief priest and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, 'By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?' And Jesus answered them, 'I will also ask you one question. And if you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. It was the baptism of John. From where did it come? From heaven or from man?' And they discussed it among themselves, saying, 'If we say from heaven, he will say to us, why do you not believe him? But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for all they hold John very dear as a prophet.' So they answered Jesus, 'We do not know.' And he said to them, 'Neither will I tell you what authority I do these things? And there are four parables that followed on that day. The parable of the two sons, one would not do, but did, and the one who said he would, did not. The parable of the wedding banquet, the parable of the tenants, and denunciation of the scribes and Pharisees. And he also had the greatest commandment, Matthew 23. Jesus replied, love the Lord, your God, with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Jesus was walked away from the temple with his disciples and went to the Mount of Olives. As he was sitting, he talked about the last things, which is referred to as the Mount, as the Olivet Discourse. Wednesday is not mentioned in scriptures, but it is sometimes referred to as Spy Wednesday in a reference to Judas' action in Matthew 26. And I quote, then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, what will you give me if I deliver you over to him? And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him, end of quote. Some scholars believe this occurred 2 days before Good Friday. Thursday is the day of Passover. It's also referred to Maundy Thursday and commemorates Christ's Last Supper with the apostles and the initiation of the First Communion. It is the first of the 3 days known as the Triduum. After the vigil on Thursday night and the vigil of Easter, dictating a personal somber attitude, most especially during the hours between noon and 3 o'clock, is Good Friday. It is the fifth day of the Holy Week and preceded by Spy Wednesday and followed by Good Friday. Here, Jesus prepares both himself and his disciples for his coming death. There were three essential elements presented in Last Supper: the ordinance of the communion, often referred to as the Eucharist, and partaking the remembrance of most precious blood and body, and the command to love one another, and the foot washing. Note, all events from this point until Saturday are found in each one of the four Gospels: betrayal and arrest, trial before Jewish authorities. Friday, Good Friday, trial before Pilate, and the crucifixion, and the burial. Saturday, watch at the tomb, is found only in Matthew 27. Easter Sunday, the resurrection is found in all four Gospels. Appearance to the Emmaus disciples is Luke 24. And finally, the appearance to the 10 in the upper room, that's Luke 24. I suggest that while Easter Sunday is universally, fully celebrated, more attention should be given to Holy Week, the time of the Passion Night.